Good morning. This is Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about first aid. Not first aid for you and I, but first aid for your animals. We're going to start on a few topics. We're not going to get very far today, so we may be doing another one of these sometime down the road. But today we're going to talk about vomiting. What should you do? First off, vomiting has two sides. Do we want to make our dog vomit, or do we want our dog to stop vomiting? When he eats the wrong thing, we want him to vomit most of the time. How do you do that? It's very simple in the dog. Give him hydrogen peroxide, plain old out-of-the-brown-bottle hydrogen peroxide that you can buy at the grocery store. Something that you should always have around your house. Big dog, tablespoon every 10 minutes. Small dog, teaspoon every 10 minutes. It's pretty easy. Just get it down their throat any way you can, whether you use it with a spoon or whether you use it with your turkey baster, I don't care. Just get it down your dog, and they will vomit. I will guarantee it. I've had people tell me, well, I've given it to him 10 times and it hasn't worked. Well, just keep giving it. It will work. Nice part about using hydrogen peroxide is when they vomit it up, whatever you want them to vomit up, once it's done, once they get it all vomited out, they aren't sick. Never, ever use EpiCap. EpiCap is something you used to use on children. They don't even recommend that nowadays. So do not use EpiCap on your dog. He'll vomit for 24 hours if you do. So that's how to start him vomiting. How do you stop him vomiting? If the vomiting is simple, it's happened two or three times, it's the food, try taking him off food for a little while. 12 hours to 24 hours, see what happens. If he quits vomiting, then start him back on a small amount of food and do it fairly often. By that I mean a small dog a teaspoon, large dog a tablespoon every couple, 3 hours. You start him back that way, a lot of times the vomiting will take care of itself. If you need a little help, Pepto-Bismol is always available. The problem with Pepto-Bismol is you can't use it for long periods of time. You can use it for short periods, day or two, but the bismo in Pepto-Bismol is bismuth. And bismuth is heavy metal, and that interferes with the absorption of calcium and phosphorus in your dog. So don't use it for long periods of time, but for short times it's okay. A bland diet, if you want to put your dog on a bland diet, we recommend boiled hamburger and rice. You can use boiled chicken too. No skin, no fat on the meat. Get rid of all the fat off the hamburger and get rid of all the fat off the chicken. And mix that half and half with either white or brown rice, whatever you happen to have. Very easily digested by your animals, dogs and cats both. We usually talk about dogs when we do this. So we got rid of the vomiting. What about the diarrhea? That's the other end of the situation. Pepto. Don't forget the Pepto-Bismol. It's good for both ends. We like it. Dosage on Pepto-Bismol, big dog, 2 teaspoons twice a day, small dog, all the way down to 1/4 teaspoon. If you got a little tiny dog, don't give him too much. You can stop him up. Again, with diarrhea, take him off food for 12 to 24 hours, let the diarrhea settle down, then go ahead and put him on that bland diet again. Works really, really well on the diarrhea end as well. Bleeding. I get calls about bleeding all the time. Got one this morning. Dog had broken its toenail off, clear up by the skin. And boy, do those things know how to bleed. And if your dog decides to run through your house, then you're going to need that peroxide to clean up the blood off your carpet and your everything else that he runs into. So let's talk about a minor bleed. Scratched himself on the fence, cut himself on a tin can. Put pressure on it for 1 to 2 minutes without looking at it. The problem that most people have is they want to look at it every 5 minutes or every 5 seconds, actually, to see if it's bleeding. Every time you take your bandage off, you remove the clot. So put it on, hold it on, don't be looking at it every whip stitch. Squirting blood. If you've got something that's squirting blood, you need to put a lot of pressure on it. Put as much pressure on it as you can possibly put on it. If it's a leg, you can use a tourniquet, although you have to be very careful with that. It has to be released at least every 10 minutes until you get to me. That torn toenail is always a problem. What you want to do is wrap the entire foot. Just wrap it up with tape, gauze, whatever you have. Your first aid kit for your animal should have some type of tape, preferably something that is non-porous is nice, and duct tape is part of that group. Just wrap that whole foot, cover the entire pads, and just let it set there, maybe even for a day before you take it off, and usually those will stop bleeding all by themselves. No matter what your first aid problem is, don't forget to call the office. The number's 243-2121, and most of you know that number by now, and I would recommend that you give us a call. Always use the office number, by the way, because the office number will tell you if I'm on call, if I'm available, If I'm on call, I'll normally answer your phone. We don't have an answering machine for after hours. You get to talk to me, or the answering machine will tell you that I'm not available, and you should call Dr. Victoria, the other veterinarian here in town. We work back and forth together to cover the calls here in Atlantic, so there's always a veterinarian available in Atlantic for you. Don't forget to call the office, 243-2121. This is Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center. See you next week.